The Breakfast Club.
Doing a damn thing.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 29th is a double donkey because it's two people who need to get the credit they deserve for being stupid. One is donkey of the day. One is just a donkey, okay? It's a difference, all right? Let me explain. See, donkey of the day is a feature that gives people the credit they deserve for being stupid, right? But we all have donkey moments, but that doesn't make us a total donkey just because you had a donkey moment. But some people are so consistently stupid that they are actual donkeys in the form of human beings. And Chanel West Coast is the latter, okay? But we'll get to her in a second. First of all, Ben Gordon, former NBA player Ben Gordon, was arrested in L.A. on Monday afternoon. Now, according to TMZ, Ben Gordon allegedly beat up a guy at an apartment building and left with several thousand dollars of his money. Now, Ben Gordon went to the apartment complex where he used to live in an effort to get his security deposit back. I know that feeling. Okay, I remember when I moved back to New York in 2010 and I was going to live in Brooklyn, Angela Yee's borough.
Yeah.
All right, and I put a security deposit down on this apartment. And then I decided I didn't want to live in Brooklyn because parking sucked and I didn't feel like I could hide in Brooklyn the way I like to hide. All right, so I went to try to get my deposit back from that apartment complex and they wasn't having it. So I definitely acted like I could bring the ruckus.
What'd you do?
All right. It's a little tough talk, and they gave me the deposit back, all right? But I didn't physically touch the guy. It was all verbal. But the moral of the story is, when you broke, getting that security deposit back can be a life or death situation.
It sure can.
All right, so I understand Ben Gordon, all right? Ben Gordon allegedly put hands on the man, so the man gave him some of his money back. But after cops were called and came to the building, Ben Gordon came back and demanded the rest of his security deposit. But instead, he got arrested on the spot for felony robbery. Now, why does this make Ben Gordon donkey of the day, Charlamagne, if you say you understand? For one reason and one reason only. He's 34 years old, and he played in the NBA for about 10 or 11 seasons and made more than $84 million during his NBA career. I'm not counting nobody's pockets. But if you're 34 years old and made $84 million in your life, but now you're back living in apartments and beating up guys to get your security deposit back, on a scale of one to Tyrese, you clearly wasn't managing your money correctly. Okay?
So it's the principle.
It's the principle. No, it ain't the principle. That ain't the damn principle. You messed up your money, Ben Gordon. So I need you to sit right there in the first pew of the congregation and wait to receive your hee-haw, sir. Now, Chanel West Coast, I need you to come step to the front of the congregation. I'd like to talk to you for a second, okay? I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of Chanel West Coast, all right? I feel the way that Meek Mill's judge feels about Meek towards Chanel West Coast, okay? Chanel, don't text my phone later and try to explain, all right? You have a terrible attitude, young lady. I've told you over and over that it's a thin line between confidence and delusion, okay? Chanel West Coast, you are delusional. I don't know who gassed you up and told you that you are some A-list celebrity. I don't know who gassed you up and told you that you are a dope rapper. I don't think anyone ever told you these things. I just truly believe that you hear voices in your head and they are telling you these things. But I'm letting you know right now, that voice in your head is the devil. And the devil is a what? A liar. Okay? You are not famous. You are infamous. It's a difference. You are not a dope rapper. In fact, you are trash, garbage, rubbish, waste, debris, junk, scraps, and whatever synonym they have for trash, that's what your bars are. But I can deal with you being a trash-ass rapper. But I can't deal with you being a trash-ass person, okay? My grandma always told me manners will take you where money won't. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You need to learn these things, okay? Because Chanel West Coast was trying to get into some club in L.A., and the bouncer did his job and didn't let her in because it's the bouncer's job to keep all the potential threats out the club. And he must have felt your energy because he didn't let this thug, Chanel West Coast, in the club. And when she was denied, she went full-blown, privileged, entitled white girl. Let's hear it.
You a weak-ass bitch. I waited here for seven hot girls for way too long, way too popping the way to get it poppy. It's more popping in my house, bitch. Get the out of here with your weak-ass. You'll never be more than security, weak-ass bitch. Security loves to hold out whoever the they can because they insecure about their own life. Wish you could be a little white girl rapping, bitch. You wish you could spit bars like me. You wish you could be on TV like me, bitch. I don't care who's filming me. I came with eight hot girls, Apple from Black Eyed Peas. Go let in some irrelevant escort type bitches that want to suck.
Fart on Chanel West Coast's life, please. Now, I don't wish violence on anyone. But Chanel West Coast needs to get beat up, all right? You can tell people who have never been punched in the face. Chanel has never been punched in the face. When you know that it's threats of violence, you move a little different, okay? You can't tell me you don't hear this woman and not think to yourself, somebody please slap her, all right? She deserves a light drag, just a light one, all right? My thing is this. If a person gets hands put on them and they still act and talk like Chanel West Coast acted with that bouncer, I'm fine with that because she understands the consequences of her actions. Chanel doesn't realize how real things can get. That's why she's talking so reckless, all right? She's delusional about her talent. She's delusional about her level of fame. And she's clearly delusional about her gangster. And one good ass whipping will bring her back to reality, at least about her gangster. Okay, Chanel, do you realize a bad attitude can literally block love, blessings, and destiny from finding you? All right, now I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but your attitude is probably one of the reasons you haven't succeeded outside of ridiculousness, okay? The only true disability in life is a bad attitude, and you, Chanel, are spiritually and emotionally disabled. All right, Chanel, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. You won't get far until you change it, period. Listen to your Uncle Charlotte, Chanel. I'm telling you what you need to hear, not trying to insult you, okay? One of two things is going to happen to you. One, you're either going to change your attitude and become a better, more likable person. Won't make you a better rapper, but who cares about being a good rapper? You need to be a good human being. If you don't change your attitude, the second option will be us watching a video of you online getting beat up. I prefer option two, but for your sake, I pray you choose option one. Or the next world star moment we see online would probably be about you, all right? Please give Ben Gordon and Chanel West Coast the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Thank you, Charlamagne, for that donkey of the day.
And once again, man,
kids,
let this be a teachable moment for you. You better change your attitude because you get back what you put out. And I'm telling you, if you walk around in these streets acting the way Chanel West Coast acts, somebody gonna jump on your ass.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the Big Stick. Foxy 99.